My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of August 2009 and the time is 1:20 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Hello, my name's Danielle Evans. My date of birth is the 3rd of June 1961 and I live in Staines, Middlesex.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
Absolutely petrified. Petrified. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's just, I can't remember ever being this excited about anything.
And has coming here today and seeing the plinth been what you imagined it would be like?
It is, and I've been here before watching the other plinthers, so yeah, it's marvellous here. Fabulous atmosphere. There's so many people here today too, it's great.
And how does it feel to be coming in from the other point of view, being the person going up on the plinth?
There's no words for that. You know, it's just such an unusual thing. It's such a unique opportunity. You can't ever imagine what it's going to be like up there because there's nothing in the world like it.
Are you happy with the time slot you were given?
It's great. Yes. Yeah, great. I got a lot of one of those reserve phone calls. And I had just a few hours notice one day. And I was absolutely jumping out of my skin. But I wasn't needed that day. So then I had another week to prepare. And so I've had a week stewing over.
How did you first hear about the project?
I belong to an online art community. It's basically run by a chap called Gary Reef, who is an Australian living in Norway. And he lives out in the middle of the woods, very secluded, and he started this community. Basically, he just likes helping people. He likes sharing his ideas, his techniques, and he's just a really giving kind of guy. And I've been a member of that community since February. And someone posted it on our front page. It was Anthony Gormley's plea looking for plinthers. And the response was amazing. Everybody's going, oh, wow, fantastic, I'm right in there. You know? And I thought the same. And I chickened out, basically. I chickened out. But one day we came into London and we went to the Royal Academy and had a look around there. I was with another friend from the art community. And we just got thinking and I applied. And 2 days later, I got a phone call saying I was on. So it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
In hindsight, do you think it's good that you didn't have a lot of time to think about it?
Probably, yes. Very, very much so, I think, yes.
And what is it about the project that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
Oh, gosh, there's so much. Being part of Anthony Gormley's project and that vision, the location, it's just an absolutely fantastic idea, and I just I'm glad that he's given us the opportunity to take part in it.
And are you a follower of Anthony Gordon's work?
I'm not quite sure about a follower. Obviously I had heard of him, I know his work, and obviously absolutely everyone knows the Spirit of the North and things like that, but I've since done a bit of research and checking it out, and that's great because, you know, that's opened up another world to me, you know, of his wonderful sculptures. I love the one with the rings and the man, you know, that's really good.
And what does it mean to you to be able to take part in the project and be one of 2,400 people going up?
Just blessed. You know, it's a fantastic opportunity, and I'm just so lucky, and I know a lot of people are going to be really, really jealous. I'm sure they would have traded places with me if they'd given the chance.
So could you tell us exactly what you'll be doing with your hour?
I like to demonstrate painting can be fun, and you don't need to be an artist to paint or to make art. And so there's going to be a lot of fun up there. And kind of stuff that just anybody can do. Just trying to get people to quieten this little art critic on their shoulder and just say, go for it. You know, just paint for fun and have a good time.
And basically, why have you chosen to do that?
It's all inspired by my friends in the online art community because it's such a wonderful, giving, caring place. And we all share. We share our knowledge, we share our good wishes, we share the troubles. And this, you know, there's always someone online for you. You know, life sort of takes over at home, and maybe people just don't have the time to spend and, you know, worrying about you and things like that, or, you know. But there's always someone there in cyberspace. And it's just my way of giving back, basically. And if I can help a few artists, and I'm bringing a few people up there with me in spirit, and, you know, I just like to see what I can do for them.
And could you tell me a little bit more about the online community? How does that work?
You go to www.garyreef.ning.com. Ning is like a social network. Anyone can go on and create your own social network. So there's like loads of different people running art communities. So you can just pick which one you like. You might find a particular artist that you like, their style. But once you get in there, there's all these other different kinds of people. And because there's so many different interests, different art interests, it might be photography or painting or encaustic, or you might like painting fairies and things like that. Divide it up into groups. So one person will be responsible for their own group. And one in particular that I belong to is an art therapy group. And that has just been amazing, absolutely amazing. And so I'm getting all of this help. I'm getting support from, there's like 10 other people in the group. And this wonderful lady called Nicole. Nicole has given her time for free. You know, she's just doing this out of the goodness of her heart. And we're all going on this journey together. And it's really touching. You know, it's just really touching because we've all been through some sort of tragedies, or we have fears about your artwork and whether, you know, where we're going in life and things like that. And we're learning how to express it in our art. And by doing that, you know, we can look at it, and by journaling, you can see this path and where it's going, and it's a great learning tool. It's very therapeutic. It's wonderful. It works. It really does work.
And do you share each other your work online?
Yeah. Everyone posts, and then we comment, and no one ever has anything negative to say. It's all about encouragement. And this is another thing I want to do on the plinth, is just to show how a little encouragement goes a long way, and just not to worry about your art. Don't get hung up on things. Just have fun.
So is it something you're involved in as a participant, or rather mm-hmm. an artist who works?
I'm not an artist. But I love to paint, and I love to be creative, and I've always been like that. And, you know, I've had sort of a personal tragedy, a family tragedy a few years ago, and got into a bit of a slump. And it was in finding this community. And, you know, I'm a very shy person normally. And you can ease your way into it. You know, you can sit in the sidelines and just watch and see what's going on. And eventually you get more and more encouragement. People will say hello, and there's a chat room, and you know, I said a little encouragement goes a long way. It's great.
Did you discover art therapy through the network, or was it something you were interested in before?
When I was sort of in my little slump, I knew I wanted to get creative again. I knew that this was my way out, and because being creative is what makes me happy. So I needed some inspiration, so I started looking on YouTube for inspiration. And there's a million artists on there just dying to show you how to do this, how to do that, how to get this effect and make these wonderful works of art. And I just kept coming across the name Gary Reef. Everybody's, if it wasn't Gary Reef, they were talking about Gary Reef. And so it sort of went from there, I suppose. But now, see, I had painted before, but I used to paint on things, and it was all copying, doing things from patterns. And so I'm learning now to be more creative and exploring my own abilities, and so that's quite good.
Do you remember?
It's been a lifesaver, really.
Do you remember where your interest in art began?
Got fairly arty family. Well, Chris, I would say arty, creative family. I can remember my mother making an assemblage piece of art. She just got a board, and I remember a plastic cow, a playing card, nuts and bolts, you know, really silly things, and holding it up and saying, look what I did, things like that. But she was very creative in the garden. She's like flower arranging. Her painting was paint by numbers, I'm afraid, though. But at least she was painting. That's great. Actually, I think I've got a couple paint by numbers at home. But got a brother who used to make wire sculptures, and another brother painting on velvet, and now he's painting on rocks and bits of wood. So yeah, it's kind of in the family a little bit, yeah.
What is it that you do for a living?
Not working at the moment, no. So that was another, I say, part of my slump, I suppose. But yeah, just dedicating a lot of time to me now, and by George, that's making art.
And are you spending a lot of that time?
Yeah, about virtually every day. Doing something creative. If it's not painting, I'll be making something else. You know.
And
I make jewellery too, and do lots of things. Stained glass, anything. Anything.
And what is it that you find therapeutic about it?
What I find? I don't think I can explain that one. It's just an inner need. It just needs to be done. Just have to do it. And I can remember when I was working full time, and then I just, there was one day I thought, my gosh, you know, I haven't made anything for over a year. It was just a long time. I thought, that's not right. There's something wrong here. You know, that's not me. So I just...
Would you mind telling me what it is that you did do before when you said you worked?
I ran a wine shop for 5 years. I think I was with the company for about 8 years, and then I was working in a chemist when I left there. I left the wine shop because things were getting a bit scary. I was robbed about 3 times and things like that, so it was just kind of time to get out, I think. And but I like helping people. Nothing sort of makes me happier, so I got a job in a chemist, and that was quite good. I just like looking after the old ladies, and they got problems, you know, I'll sort you out. I really enjoyed that.
And where are you from originally?
Canada, Niagara Falls, born and bred. I've been living here for about 24 years now.
And what is it that brought you to the UK?
I had wanted to live here since I was about 13, but I didn't actually come to this country until I was 17. And didn't move here till I was about 23 or 4. Just, it was like coming home. I just always wanted to live here. I just love it. I just love it.
Do you know why you wanted to live here?
It was the culture, the way of life, the easy pace of things. But I think as a 13-year-old, it was the Rolling Stones. That's what got my interest going in England. It was that British invasion, and yeah, they were cool.
And do you go back to Canada?
Yeah, fair bit.
And how did your life here compare to the one you had in Canada?
I much prefer to live here. I really, really do feel at home. I've felt home here ever since my first holiday here. I took a deep sigh and that's it, you know. I go home, I do feel a bit of a tourist. It's been a while now, I think, but I still do call it home, I think. But then I'm there and I call this home, so I got the best of both worlds, I guess. And of course I get treated like royalty when I go home. That's good.
What impact would you like to have today going up on the and doing what you're doing?
To inspire at least one person to make some art, just for themselves, just for fun, just to explore that avenue of their being, you know, that sort of thing.
And for you personally, what would you like to take away from the experience?
I think the main thing will be probably an issue of self-confidence. It's taken a lot of nerve getting up there and making a fool of yourself. And I do plan on making a fool of myself. because I want to show people it's all right, you know, it's okay. And not to worry about what other people think.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like?
No, I think I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. I've got some rough ideas of what I'm going to do, but I'm saying until you get there, you can't predict, can you? Just go with it.
Would you like people to interact with you from the square?
I think I'll need a little bit of that, especially at the beginning.
Do you have any hopes or fears about how it will go?
Falling off the plinth. Taking one wrong step backwards sort of thing. Yeah. I might kind of lose myself in the dancing. Who knows? But other than that, not too bad. Yeah, the height's a little bit. It's probably one of them. Or speaking, because I'm not very good verbally. That's my scariest thing, speaking.
And you said there's some people here today. Who's here?
My husband and my two boys. So that's Tim, and my eldest son is Yian, and my youngest son, Kirk. And I've got a lady called Mary Helena, and she's from the art community. She's one of the administrators and Gary's right-hand lady. The place would completely collapse without her.
What have their reactions been, your families and friends' reactions been to you going up and getting this spot on the plinth?
On the online community, it's been wonderful. People have been sending me pictures, and I'm going to bring a few pictures of people and their work. I think it's a little bit hard for people in Canada to understand really what's happening. I don't know if they can quite appreciate, but I have had some well-wishing and some relatives on Facebook all this morning, you know, given the last minute, go for it, good luck. Yeah, it's good.
Fundamentally, who would you say that you're doing it for?
I'm going to say for me. It's got to be for me. But yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I just hope I can do some good for my art friends as well.
And to help us understand a bit more about you as a person, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Other things. Gosh. Trying to work on being happy. Yeah, after you've had a setback, you kind of have issues with happiness, and this is on the way. This is definitely on the way there. It's been good for me.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Generally quite smiley, cheery. I like to think best in people. Just completely scatty and mad, I suppose, as well. But some people don't know how to take me.
And how would you summarise your experience project since you first heard that you had a place and to this moment, which is 20 minutes before you're about to go up? How is that journey?
Well, I don't know if you can see my sweaty palms here, but... yeah, sleepless nights, just so excited. I just can't believe I'm doing it. If I had said I was going to do this a year ago, or even 6 months ago, I said, no way. No. Just would not have had the nerve. But well, same with my friends behind me and the cheering on. Yeah, I can do it.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.